Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzz with you today, talking summertime in the cattle markets with Daryl Peel. In just a moment.
W.D. Bentley ushered in Cooperative Extension for Oklahoma. 100 years later, OSU wheat researchers have introduced a new bred wheat variety as its namesake, one that brings resilience to grazing, drought, spring freezes, and soil acidity. Bentley posted 7 years of top-tier yield performance in university trials and offers award-winning commercial baking quality. Bentley provides a unique blend of genetics from Texas and from Kansas Overly variety, with OSU's true grazing grain breeding stamped in. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
How healthy are your soils? Well, join No-Till on the Plains for a field day in Leedy, Oklahoma on July 28th and see how continuous no-till production helps boost soil health and what it means for your bottom line. Get tips on livestock integration, cover crops, rotations, and more. Visit no-till.org for details and registration, funded in part by a grant through USDA and Oklahoma State University. Sponsored by Green Cover Seed, Farmers Business Network, CHS Seed Resources, and Farm Credit of Western Oklahoma.
Lots of cliches out there regarding summertime, the dog days of summer, the summer doldrums. And indeed, we seem to have entered in that time after the 4th of July holiday and getting into the latter part of July, early part of August, where we're in our hottest part of summer, and that takes its toll on moving cattle. And we see, as a result, fewer cattle numbers at a lot of our auction barns. And it's also tough in a lot of cases to get a good number of cattle as far as cash trade is concerned in our feedlots. Livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel says,
it's mid-July. We're in the summer doldrums, if you will. It's not a real active market, and it's certainly a market that's a little hard to define a trend. So, there was a little bit of a tendency for a bit weaker prices. On the other hand, feedlots were holding fairly firm because they're in pretty good shape right now. And so I think when it's all said and done, we may see slightly weaker prices here, but probably not dramatically changing one way or the other at this point.
Well, we've got a pretty significant premium cash over the live cattle futures right now. Dr. Peel says at some point on the fat cattle marketplace, that's going to converge.
Well, we've had this fairly persistent problem for several months now with the futures markets being pretty discounted to the cash markets. They will converge. I mean, mechanically, the futures process still works fine at the end. Those markets will converge in the case of live cattle through the physical delivery process. The question of which way the market moves to get to that convergence obviously is still a bit unknown at this point. I think we're seeing these cash markets through the summer here holding together better than the futures market really predicts. And my expectation is, they may meet somewhere in the middle, but I think we'll probably hold on pretty close to the cash levels that we've got.
Speaking of the futures markets, there's a lot of concern in cattle country regarding the viability, the liquidity of live cattle, feeder cattle futures markets.
Well, it's been a growing concern for many months now, and certainly in more recent weeks here across the industry for both the live cattle and the feeder cattle contracts. The volatility is a tremendous problem for those folks really trying to use futures as a risk management tool. It's not just producers. Lenders indicate that they're very fatigued by the process here of trying to make these tools work the way they should. And so there's some underlying structural concerns that will continue, and there's not an obvious or immediate solution that's apparent at this point in time. And maybe more so with the feeder cattle contract than the live cattle contract, the volatility we see there tends to have a pretty big impact on the cash market immediately, mm-hmm. probably more so than it really should. And so we see a lot of volatility getting injected back into the current cash market there. That, again, is a real problem for people that not only the ones trying to use the futures as a risk tool, but really for everyone in the industry that's being subjected to the cash market volatility that results from that.
These concerns very much on the minds of cattle producers that were at the summer business meeting of the cattle industry this last week in Denver. CME working group officials were there talking with cattlemen about what can be done. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.